Saturday, October 1st, 2022, 2:46 a.m. Well, I'm out here in the studio slash garage. I'm going to work on this frame portion of my piece. My painting panel here that I've been talking about for the past couple of several episodes, or all summer long, I guess. Jeez, I haven't worked on anything else for a long time. Except for my backyard. And, during my backyard this summer, like I said, I get up early I get out there early and do whatever yard chores to do, and then start working on the backyard and work till I either petered out or it got too hot, which kept me from doing my walks. But now that I got a new dog that needs to get walked every day, I've been walking more. And it's even though I was doing a lot of work and stuff, and moving a lot of dirt, just moving lots of dirt. I got the two loads of the decomposed granite, 2 5-yards, 2 square 5-yards loads of decomposed granite that after I had it delivered, got it off my driveway and put it over in a spot in my yard. I got this big mound right now that I haven't, the second mound that I haven't done any, well, I used part of it for the gravel portion around my patio. But right now I'm working on that retaining wall, and I got some stubborn post holes. Man, it's just like, it's almost like rock, almost. And not quite, but almost like rock, as hard that that clay portion is. And, I really do wish I had a digging bar. But anyway, so I dig a little until it starts to get really hard, and I throw some water down in there and come back the next day and start all over again. I've got two left that are in that spot. And they're not really even right next to each other. So that tells you how undisturbed or compacted the earth is underneath the top part. It's really kind of cool, the little geological type stuff that you're dealing with when you dig in your dirt. Haven't found anything cool. One thing that I noticed that, way down deep, you would think it'd never been disturbed before, I find river rock. And I said, wow, just like one lone river pebble or rock. And how'd that get there? you figure this land hadn't been disturbed in thousands of years, but apparently it had. Anyway. That's deep. Deep from the surface. So from the surface over 3 feet. So did they really move that much land just to do this house? I don't think so. Why would you do that much work? This is way out into the middle of the yard. This is not near the house at all. So, let's see. So the tobacco's looking pretty good. It's starting to yellow up, which is what I wanted to do. Before, it just kind of like when I dried it the hanging method that some of these people say you should do. And I think these people are back east where it's, 80% humidity and above. Out here in the West, where it's 34% humidity, it just dries them like crazy. So this, like I said, this one guy, this one hippie guy looking guy up in Oregon, he just stacks his leaves together 10 deep, and it kind of dries that way, and actually seems to be doing pretty good. It's not getting moldy. So I figure that's good. Just as long as I, every day or so, I Well, at least every day, once a day, I'll shuffle them around, and that seems to be doing the trick. Here in dry California. Let's see. Yeah, so I was talking about the dog, and yeah, she's getting better. I gotta admit that. And then we had a problem with her not wanting to eat. So, yeah, the SPCA sent us home with a couple of bags of food that she's eaten, and I didn't hear this, but Margaret said, yeah, they said it was toward the end of, they could give us more, but they ran out, so they were like at the end of the bag. So, our experience with our previous dog is that went toward the end, and the cats too, when you get toward the end of a bag, they're not interested in the dry. They're just like, eh, then give me something fresh. So she stopped kind of like eating as much, So we throw a can of tuna fish on that dry, and she'd eat it, but not eat all the dry. So we Margaret gave her these treats that she threw up, and then this was a couple of days ago, so we were concerned that maybe she was having a problem with her digestive system again. So we put her on a chicken and rice diet for a couple of days, and she was okay with that. Margaret had to coax her to eat that, but she ate it. And then yesterday she gave her the little treats again, and she threw that up. So I told her, hey, just don't give her those, and because she's definitely throwing those up, so that might be giving her a problem. And so we switched over to this wet food last night, and she just gobbled that right down. And no problems so far. Let's see. What about else about her? Oh yeah, so she was named Xena, and Margaret didn't like that, so she wanted to call her Pia. Margaret's always got the if there's a Catholic saint day that we pick up an animal, she'll name it that Catholic saint. And it happened to be the feast day for Padre Pio. So instead of Pio, it's Pia. And when I went to license her, everything on the paperwork was Xena. So can I just cross that out and put Pia instead? Or was that going to screw some thing up somewhere? So I made a trip down to the county shelter because I couldn't get anybody by any answers by phone. And that was a whole experience. That was a whole, what, 20, 15-minute experience that was a waste of time. You get the voicemail, well, I'm not here right now. Call this person. And that person says, well, I'm not here right now. If you want to deal with a pet license, do call this person. If you want to deal with something else, call that person. So I called a pet license person. And that pet license, and this was Tuesday, the pet license person said, I'm not here. I'm only here on Wednesday through Saturday. And I wanted to get it done. So I drove down there, and very nice, helpful girl or woman, young woman for me, I guess. I call her girl because, I'm old enough to be her father. But she's obviously a woman, okay? I'm not trying to denigrate her in any way when I say the girl. But very helpful, very pleasant. I said, we wanted to change the name on that, and she said, well, all you had to do is just cross it out and put the real name in there. So, okay, well, that would have been nice. But as it turns out, yeah, the way they really keep the licenses straight is that there's an account. You have an account, and my wife was the one that had the account. And so they said, I said, well, can we just go ahead and register to her account? And she said, oh, yeah, do you have her ID? Which I didn't have it with me, of course. Said no, so I said, well, let me just make a new account, put them under my name. And but the wife, I know the wife wanted it under her name, but anyway, so I gave her my driver's license. She looked at the address and says, "Well, what's your wife's name?" I said, "Margaret," and she says, "Oh, okay. Well, we'll just use her account because same address, same last name, blah blah blah." So she could have been a real stickler about it, but she wasn't. And so we put her, kept it the way it was. And she put me as a secondary, so now I'm on the account, so which is better, even better. So I'm glad I kind of went down there. anyway, so $10 to get a driver's license, $10 to get a dog license, and so she's licensed up. Don't have to worry about any fee or fine or something like that. Let's see what else we got going here. Well, it's a new month. My sister's birthday's coming up, and then my daughter's birthday's coming up, and then my wife's birthday's coming up. Everybody's in October. The women in my life's birthdays are all in October so far. I can't remember when my older sister's birthday was. Dang, I think that was August, and my mom's was in August, and my father's was in August. Okay, so, 74 degrees in here today. I got a new little thermometer. And the humidity is 42. It's a little more humid than it's been. Been cool out there. I don't have the fan running because it'd be kind of cold. And, let's see. What else we got going here? That's it. So let me just make this a short post and get to work here. Have a good one.